Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I was on Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd, today, and he said something that first blew me away, and secondly, that I had to check him on. He said that if Kawhi Leonard leads the Clippers to the championship, which you and I both have picked him to do, that Kawhi Leonard will be a top five player of all time. Yes, he said it would be, not in this order, but Jordan, Magic, Kareem. Who was his other guy in the top four? But LeBron, yes. Jordan, Magic, LeBron, Kareem, and Kawhi. Now, come on. Look, I like Kawhi. Like I said, I picked him to do this historic thing and win three NBA Finals MVPs and three NBA titles with different teams. But top five, there is no way, no how, that he would be in the top five yet. Now, could he begin climbing? Possibly. But no way he's in the top five. So that led me, if you disagree, feel free to say so, Rob, but that led me to this question.
I think it would put him in rarefied air, where you just said he did something no one had done.
Right.
I don't know if that would automatically put you in the top five when you look at the entire history of the game.
Actually saying it's a possibility?
I'm just saying I don't know if it puts you there at five. You know what I mean? In the top five. But it elevates you to a legendary status. If he's able to do that, especially Chris, it's not just winning three championships and with three different franchises. you would have won back-to-back on two franchises that couldn't rub two nickels together in their existence, and somehow, some way, you won championships with them. I just think it would give you legendary status. I don't know if I could sit here and go, he's in the top five after that, that quickly.
I'm just surprised you're not, you are leaving the door open for it.
No, I'm not leaving it up for top five, but I'm
okay,
not.
Okay, so you're saying, okay, because you said I'm saying, not sure. Okay.
No, but I'm saying, but legendary status. It would be hard for you to deny that he's, when you talk about the history, you know what I always say, you talk about the history of the NBA, a guy who won three championships with three different teams and elevated the Clippers and the Raptors to champions back-to-back years, that's hard to argue with.
He would be – what I think he would end up happening with Kawhi if he does this, and again, we picked him to do it, is he's in that top 20-ish range of all time, and he's climbing. He's only, what, 28 years old. I know he's got the – seems like a degenerative knee, but, you know, I think he's still got several years left in him. And I think now the watch would be on to see how high he could climb. I think that's what it would
be. Now, here would be the other thing, too, where I think Colin could make a real case, Chris, and I'm just throwing this out.
Right.
He prevents LeBron from winning a championship in L.A., and the Clippers win two out of three, or do you see what I'm saying?
Well,
like then you would look at him
in the future. Yeah, he's got
that's what I said. Right.
He begins it, but just this year?
No. I'm saying, but if LeBron's 4 years come and go, Chris, he doesn't win a championship in LA,
and the
Clippers
the next four.
Exactly, right. or something like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm look, like I said, it would then the watch would be on. Okay, how high is this guy gonna climb? Now, I told Colin that I just, at this point, if you want to say Kawhi Leonard is better right now than LeBron, that's a legitimate argument. And obviously, he's better both on both sides of the floor at this point. So,
right. And there's a big difference in age and miles on the tires. Let's
exactly.
be honest.
But historically, if Kawhi wins this championship, he will have matched LeBron, right? He'll be 3-0. But I would still not say he's better historically than LeBron.
3-1, Chris. He lost one.
That's right. He was
remember
in
he missed
Antonio
a free throw?
Yep.
3-1 free throw. He's 3-1.
3-1. But I told Colin, to me, honestly, it would take Kawhi winning about 6 or 7 for me to say he's better than LeBron. Just because just watching them. I mean, Kawhi, he doesn't have the individual numbers.
But if you
now,
say
look,
that,
if he keeps improving.
If they won three in a row, if the Clippers won three in a row with Kawhi.
That would be 5 he'd
right,
have.
Right, and it would be 4 in a row, Chris. It would be 4 in a row and
yeah,
5
I mean,
and 1.
That would be huge.
Okay, that's
then
what, that's
maybe
what,
you start, yeah. I mean, but so yeah, if he's 5, maybe. I mean,
I'm just
Kobe
saying,
won 5, and I don't think he's better than LeBron.
Right, but I'm just saying – to be in
yeah,
the LeBron era,
right.
opposite LeBron, spurned LeBron. Do you see
right.
what I'm saying? And
right.
then playing in the same building as LeBron and taking over LA. I think
no,
you would have
he,
to.
Yeah, I mean, he's just starting the dish. Like, this is the first year he averaged, I believe, over 4 assists. He's at 5. So his game is expanding.
You see what I'm saying? Right. He's still got a way to go.
How you do it means a lot. So. Yeah, I'll give you that. Here's the other thing, though, right? And mainly my point was, you know, after this year, because Colin was just over the top about this year. But here's what I say, Robin. You know, we talk about this all the time. You nitpick when you're talking about the all-time greats. And yes, he would be the first guy to win 3 finals MVPs.
But leading.
With 3 sympathy.
Right,
but here's
right.
the thing. He wasn't the best player on that team in San Antonio that won it his first year. He was the finals MVP, but obviously that he played well, but there were a lot of guys, you know, it could have went to a number of guys. He deserved it as much as anybody, but there were other guys you could have given it to and nobody would have made a fuss.
But he only
averaged 12 points that year, so he wasn't like, you know what I mean? It was still Duncan, Ginobili, and Parker, even though they were older, it was still their team, not Kawhi's team. So I think you'd say that. And then I don't put an asterisk. I don't take it away. But, you know, like I said, when we're looking at rings, just like we look at Durant's and we say, okay, they're 2 rings. But, you know, they were a great team already. We look at LeBron's and say his Cleveland ring was better than those two in Miami. So you would say, all right, the first one, he wasn't the team leader. The second one was great because you're right. Toronto hadn't even been to the finals.
Right.
But without, you know, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, certainly I think with Durant and Thompson, they would have won it. With Klay, that's arguable, obviously. But I think those are the things. So I'm just saying for top five, Rob. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, we take away, but I can't put him in the top five after this championship if they win it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But without further ado, folks, here is what you all been waiting for. Rob Parker, stand-up comedian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the first annual Odd Couple Laugh House with our host and gracious man with the jokes of the jokes and hopefully ones that keep him on the air. It's the one and only Rob Parker.
Hey, guys, what's happening, man? Thank you for having me at the Odd Couple Laugh House, man. This is something I've always wanted to do. Here to entertain you for the next 5 or 7 minutes. I want you to kick back, have some fun. You know me. I'm sports writer, TV analyst, radio guy for about 35 years. You know that. Lived all over the country, traveled all over the world, all 7 continents. You know I'm a black man with a master's degree. Love people, love to read about history, very social, all that stuff. And I want you to know that if I wasn't a sportscaster, analyst, radio guy, I would be a TV sitcom writer because I love comedy.
Get to the jokes.
And I love to entertain people and I love to be funny. And speaking of funny, I want to talk about my Odd Couple crew on the radio and those guys, man. I love doing sports with those guys, but those guys are a little wacky and stuff. You know, Chris Broussard, real religious guy, great guy to hang around. But, you know, all guys can take things a little too serious, especially Chris Broussard. I mean, I don't want to say he's too religious, but this guy won't even eat a devil dog. And Chris can take it to the extreme. You know, I get it. I go to church. I praise the Lord. I'm thankful. But Chris has 2 beautiful daughters, and one of his daughters brought home a beautiful skirt. She was going out on a big date, and Chris was irate. He looked at the packaging and made her take it back to the store. He wasn't having it. And I was like, Chris, what's wrong with you? Didn't you read it? He thought the package said it was Satan. It was satin, Chris. Relax. Our producer is a guy named Rob G, man. Cool guy. Makes the show work. You know, love being around the guy. But I know you always hear us busting on him, talking about him, about how short he is. And he ain't that tall or whatever. Probably the first household that has 2 high chairs at the table, but only 1 kid. Nah, he's really not that short, Rob G. I will say this, though. If Hollywood ever decides to make an all-Mexican cast and redo the movie Wizard of Oz, he will be a munchkin. And Alex. Alex is our engineer. You know, he's playing all the drops. You know about Alex.
Man, Alex is tight, man.
A vegan guy trying to be healthy and do the right thing. But again, he takes things to the extreme. For Valentine's Day, he had the nerve to buy his girlfriend some edible panties made out of kale. I know you guys think I'm just a sports guy and all I watch is sports and all that, but that's not true. I'm into the news. I watch the stuff on the news. It intrigues me. Did you see that story? There's a real story about this girl. She's sitting on the dock of the bay, you know, with her family and a father and whatnot. And out of nowhere, this sea lion just jumps up. She was a little girl and just pulls her into the water. And I was impressed. The dad, man, he was a hero. He immediately jumped into the water to save her. I was impressed. I can't swim. I thought, like, would I have done that if that was my kid and I couldn't swim? But the dad blew it at the end. He really did.
after it was all over, he's drying off his daughter with a towel, drying her hair and whatnot. And he has the nerve to ask her if she wanted to go to Red Lobster for lunch. And I heard the little girl tell him, "No way, no how, Dad. Apparently, she wasn't in the mood for seafood. Can you blame her?" I know a lot of people are leery of New York City. They say it's too dangerous and they wouldn't want to live there. You know, all the people, all the crime, and all the other issues going on. Let me tell you, I'm going to set the record straight. That's just a vicious rumor started by 2.5 million victims.
I don't get it.
I also lived in Cincinnati. That's right. I covered the Cincinnati Reds for a couple years. Man, you know, that's a real conservative, strange town. Great place to raise a family, but if you're a single guy, man, you couldn't even get a dirty magazine in Cincinnati. That's how conservative that place was. But it was also, like, down home and cheap to live and all that. I can remember, they used to have at the ballpark at the old Riverfront Stadium, $1 hot dogs. Can you imagine going to the ballpark and eating $1 hot dogs? There was only one problem. You needed a $4 Alka-Seltzer to wash it down. Speaking of the Reds, most of you guys might know that the owner, her name was Marge Schott. Yes, she was racist, but she was loaded, had a ton of money. In fact, when she owned the team back in the 90s, she had more cash money than any other baseball owner in the game. But the thing that was amazing was all these kids during the game used to come down to her seat and get autographs and ask her questions and all that. And I just kept saying to myself, wow, look at these kids. I'm wondering what they're asking. And finally, I found out most of the kids, the most popular question was, "Is that beard real?" In my second life from sports writing, sports broadcasting, I definitely want to be like a TV writer or movie writer or something like that. That's really my other interest other than sports. And I've been coming up with some ideas. You know, there's always like remakes of old TV shows and whatnot. I was thinking of casting like Will Smith and Martin Lawrence in a new all-black version of Chips. You know, the California Highway Patrolman. Remember that show was popular? This time I'm gonna call it Chocolate Chips. And you know how it is. Hollywood, it's all copycat. Yes. And with the success of Black Panther, you remember that movie? It set all kinds of records. It was like the biggest black movie made since Blackula.
How about new?
No, seriously. Hollywood is a copycat place. If something works, somebody else is going to do it, or they keep doing it over and over and over. And with the success of Black Panther, I'm now hearing that they're going to do an all-black cast of the old detective story, Dick Tracy. That's right. All the characters are going to be black. All the villains are going to be black. It's going to be amazing. You know what they're going to call it? Big Tracy. All right, man. Thank you for your time. I love doing this. I enjoyed it. Make sure you tip your waitresses and bartenders. I had a ball. I hope you did, too. Peace.
You know what, Rob?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We started off the show and we talked about it with Antonio Daniels as well. He made some interesting points. But I mentioned I was on the Colin Cowherd show today, The Herd. And Colin was beside himself. I keep using that phrase because I think he was. He said that if Kawhi Leonard leads the Clippers to this championship with you, which you, me, and Antonio Daniels and a host of other people all think is going to happen. He said that Kawhi Leonard would join Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Magic Johnson, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the top five players of all time. Now, I like Kawhi a lot, but I think that is ridiculous. I don't think there's any way after just one championship this year. We give him three for his career, would make him the first player to win three titles and three finals MVPs for three different teams in the history of the league. That's obviously huge. But I think it put him in the top 20-ish range, and then you just have to watch and see how much he builds on that foundation to try to crack that top 10. I don't know if he can crack the top five, but hey, it's open because he is a great player, and he has a chance to keep winning.
If they won, it would have to be special like he won three in a row. If he won three in a row, Chris, that would give him four in a row. And if he won the MVP in all those.
If he wins four straight championships, right. You pretty much. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't even do that.
No,
now,
that's
you can
what
say
I'm
it was
saying.
Because
would,
he retired, but yeah.
But that, it would have to be
who
something
has
of
done that,
that
other than Bill Russell. I don't know. I don't,
right.
I don't
in
think
modern
anybody's
day,
done that.
Nobody. Right. That's what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Other it would than have to Russell be, and his Celtics teammates. Yeah.
It would have to be something special like that. I think Colin would be on this one a prisoner of the moment. Like, he's going to win, and everybody thinks he's going to win, and that'll be unbelievable. I give him would he have some legendary status if he takes two franchises that never won a championship until he showed up? Dude, do people look
especially
at him?
Especially in the first
about,
year of each with each
right,
team.
Yeah. You would say, this dude's a difference maker, Chris. You would say that. I don't care.
No question.
I mean, to
no
be
question.
Able to show up and win – I think that works out in your advantage of people looking at you and realizing you're something special.
What? There's another guy who can really enhance his legacy. And that, of course, is a guy that's just right down the hall in normal circumstances, that being LeBron James. He could also become the first player to lead three separate franchises to championships and, you know, presumably be the finals MVP on each team. And I think you'll agree with this, Rob. Even though Kawhi, and he was great in those finals, averaged 17 points a game, shot the ball well, defended LeBron well in 2014 when the Spurs won it. But that wasn't his team. Nobody would say that was his team. Duncan, Ginobili, Parker were all still there. It would be another year or two before he really emerged as, you know, this tremendous player. But with LeBron, that wouldn't be the case. I mean, obviously, Miami was his team. He was the best player. Wade, obviously, you could say it was his team, but LeBron was their best player. He was the best player in Cleveland, obviously, and he is the best player for the Lakers right now. So it'd be a little different. So this is what I want to throw out at you, Rob. Whose legacy would be enhanced more between LeBron and Kawhi if they win this championship? Whose legacy would benefit more if they won this championship, LeBron or Kawhi?
I think it's Kawhi, just from what I talked about earlier. Going to two franchises, winning back-to-back with two franchises that had never won, and then to give you three championships with three different teams, and he didn't have in all of his places some stacked team or some manufactured team or went and got Anthony Davis or like Paul
he did
George
go and
a great
get Paul George though.
Yeah, but there's still the Clippers. There's something different. LeBron winning a championship with the Lakers, everybody who's been great, Chris, who's come to the Lakers has won a championship. It's not unique. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just not unique.
Elgin's the only one, but I hear you.
Okay,
Elgin
but
Baylor.
You know what I mean?
But you're right.
Like, it's not like, oh, my God, LeBron won a championship with the Lakers. Wow. Now, Kawhi winning a championship with the Clippers? Everybody, even the people in LA,
but are people
going to
look at it like that? Do you? I think for history's sake, yes, he would be the first player to lead the Raptors. He would be the first player to lead the Clippers. I get what you're saying. I'm not poo-pooing it. But I don't think people are going to look at it and say, oh, he did it for the Clippers. Because now we think the Clippers are a really good team.
Nah,
you know,
but I'm just talking about that organization.
I don't think we look at the Raptors and say, we look at it last year and say, hey, he led them to a championship. He was great. I don't think we give him extra points because it was the Raptors.
I do when I look at what the Raptors were every year when they went to the playoffs and they couldn't get anything done. They used to win 55, 60 games, Chris. It wasn't like they weren't winning games. But in the playoffs, they were nothing. They just, LeBron went through them. They always were disappointing. All I'm saying is, from a historical standpoint, I mean, I don't think anybody, and I'll say it, will be able to accomplish that, to win back-to-back championships on two franchises that had never won. I think that's a phenomenal feat. Not like he won one in Toronto and 8 years later he won one with the Clippers. Back-to-back years, and then, you know, coming to L.A., playing in the same building with LeBron, spurring LeBron, and then winning the championship. I think that says something about Kawhi.
But to it would. It'd be a great accomplishment. But to your point, the Raptors were good before Kawhi got there.
Not
they're good,
enough,
now
though.
That he's gone.
They
didn't have to face LeBron again either.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
I
they
just,
didn't face LeBron last year in the finals or in the conference finals.
But they had never won, and I think that.
No, I get it, but I'm just saying I don't think we think of it like that. Like, does Steph get extra? And granted, Golden State won it in 75.
They
Rick
had
Barrett.
Won before.
But does Steph get props because they were horrible for the better part of
horrible,
what, 35 years?
Horrible and never winning is different for me. Never winning. And for a guy to go to two franchises, two franchises that had never won. I mean,
did it mean more for Dirk because they had never won? Did we ever? Did anybody ever bring that up? That no, but I mean, Dallas had never won a championship.
No, but I of course they have an affinity for him because of it. But I'm just talking about the idea that you could pick up, leave, go somewhere else, and the next year that team that got knocked out in the first round is winning a championship.
Well, he also brought Paul George. Just like when LeBron brought Anthony Davis with him, he brought Paul George, who's not quite as good, but still a great player. I hear you. I mean, the argument for Kawhi benefiting more to me is that LeBron is already widely viewed as the second best player ever. Some, you know, a few think he's the GOAT. If he wins this championship, to most people, he'll still be viewed as the second best player ever. And there will be some, especially the young, who I think will try to elevate him over Michael. But I think most of the people creating the narrative today will still have him second. So there's not much he can jump. Whereas Kawhi, even though we disagree with Colin, I mean, it does say that he's going to jump. He's going to have a huge jump if he wins it. Now, it won't be top five. Some right. people might think it's top 12, you know.
See, I'm with you. Like, LeBron's jump can't be.
Yeah,
still
it's not
going to
be a
that,
huge jump.
Like, Kawhi's jump puts him in legendary status.
Yes.
It just does. I think his jump, well, people will go, what? He won again? And then, Chris, now I'm just saying, obviously, Durant and Kyrie and Brooklyn, and we don't know what's going to happen after that. But then, don't tell me you don't look at the Clippers the next year and saying,
oh, gosh, they might be the favorite again. If they probably would be.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be? They would
They're
be.
Still young. Yep. They would be the favorite. So, yeah. And I think for Kawhi, to this point, I don't think anybody's really thinking of him in terms of historic status. Now, if he were to retire, you know, before this season, then we'd say, okay, where does he rank? You know, but if he wins this championship, now all of a sudden we're like, okay, where he is, this is a guy that's going to have a chance to crack the top 10 and yep. maybe higher depending on what they do. So I do think I give you that, but I'm going to throw a little wrinkle in on it. I think even though Kawhi would get more of a boost because he, you know, LeBron's already at number two in many people's eyes, I think LeBron needs it more. LeBron needs it more. He's 3-6.
I don't disagree with that.
Right?
No, I'm not going to argue with that.
3-6 is a lot different than 4-6. And you, as you said it, everybody of his caliber, saving Elgin Baylor, who's you know right. an all-time great, but not quite as good as LeBron, everybody of that caliber has won a championship there,
right.
except Baylor. So if he were to come to L.A. and not do it, then some people could use that against him. Like I said, he's got the six losses. This would be a win. He's talked about, people said he couldn't do it in the West. Then you could say, okay, he did it in the West.
No, that
three
would be
titles,
huge.
You know, three different teams, first person to do it. So I think he needs it more. But because Kawhi also has time. I mean, heck, if the Clippers don't win it this year, but they win it next year, Kawhi all of a sudden again is back in that conversation, right? Like, okay, how far is going to go?
He's got like 3 years, right?
Yep. So
this is not like a make or break 1 year for the Clippers. It's not by any stretch of the. This might be, and this is what we keep saying, this is LeBron's best last chance to win.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.